The Wisconsin Supreme Court wanted to know if the large spike in foreclosures was swamping county courts. Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson says it hasn't gotten to that point yet.
We found that the workload was somewhat increased, but not very, very much, because in many of these cases, the borrower does not appear in court.
Abrahamson says people faced with losing their home may not be able to afford a lawyer, or they may think they don't have any options. That's why a pilot program was started in Iowa County at the beginning of the year. Abrahamson says Iowa County Circuit Court Judge William Dyke is using something called alternative dispute resolution. It requires lenders who file a foreclosure action to let delinquent borrowers know that mediation is an option.
So he says that's a way of fostering discussion between the parties, and that discussion can reach several results, which might very well include foreclosure. But he thought this might be a way of bringing the parties together to discuss it.
The mediation will let borrowers make their cases and could have other outcomes, especially in the case of a job loss. The state Supreme Court has offered seminars to bring judges and court personnel up to speed on mortgage laws. Abrahamson says Wisconsin's courts are also handling more cases of delinquent credit card bills as a direct result of the nation's financial crisis. Bankruptcy filings go through the federal system. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.